So Kufnun Hesiv Gimel. I read the Mechaber last time. Now we're going to review and learn with the Mefarshim. There are two parts. The very first line talks about Makam Sakana, and the rest talks about Shaloi B'Makam Sakana. But I'd like to spend a few minutes on Sakana Shailas as well. The first line is Bishari Sur Misrapim B'Makam Sakana Afilu Kederach HaNa'asan. A very simple sif that everybody knows. That B'Makam Sakana, a person is allowed to take a refuah, even if it's an Aveira Deiraisa, and even if it's Kederach HaNa'an. Now that itself is no chiddush. I'm not sure what the chiddush in the Mechaber is. But in the Pischei Tshuva, there are a number of Pischei Tshuva here. And in Pischei Tshuva, Dalit, he talks about the Shaila, about a person who wants to be machmir al atzmai. Somebody who wants to be machmir on himself. There's one Rebbe in Torah V'Das, a tremendous Talmid Chacham, so I don't want to say his name and get in trouble, but years ago, he's not around anymore, but I remember once he told the boys in the shir that it's the 50th Yom Kippur, that the doctors told him he's not allowed to fast, and he's fasting anyway. That's what he said. He had diabetes, and he told him it's the 50th Yom Kippur, I'm not allowed to fast, I'm fasting. So it was, he made like a joke that he outlived all the doctors who told him this. So it disturbed me at the time, like, that's what you're telling them, you're doing Shalai Kedin. How could you, it's known that Rabbi Yaakov, when he was a Rav, there was somebody who fasted in Kippur, he wasn't allowed to, he died. Rabbi Yaakov said he's not allowed to be masked him, he's a Mavar Atzma Ladas, and he was very tough with him. So let's learn if it's so poshut, this whole thing, in Pischei Tshuva Dalet. Now the Pischei Tshuva, the first two lines talks about something else. We'll see the whole thing already. First he says, Dalet, Misrapim, Diksiv, V'chai Bohem, V'loi Sheyamus Behem, V'ayim B'Sefer Teves Gaima, Shenestapik, Yishori, L'hoishi, L'benech, Mesukan, Eva Menachai. Are you allowed to give a Ben Noach who's in danger, Eva Menachai, L'Rafaisai? That's an interesting shaila about Bnei Noach, if they're allowed to eat Eivim Nachai to save their lives. It's a nice lomdish shaila. Shmuel Rozovsky has a few pieces. He declares, how do we know that you're allowed to eat Devarim Asurim for Pekuach Nefesh? It says V'chai Bahem V'loi Sheyamus Bahem. How do we know the Shloisha Averis Chamurais you're not allowed to be over? So it says by Nara, who's Nenas, in Kisete, it says that from the Pasik, there's Dinah Pekuach Nefeshes. And from there we have a Gzeir Shava to Avay Dezaro. We learn from Bechol Nafshecha, the Atul Limudim in the Gemara, that it's Yarei Vayavar. So we have Psukim for Avay Dezaro and Gili Arayis. Bechol Nafashis, the Gemara says a Svara, my Chazis. So the clear is, if there would be no Psukim, what would be the Pashtus? In other words, here you need a Pasuk to tell you by Shara Averis B'chai Bahem. On the other hand, you have a pasuk for the three averis that you have to be meisin nefesh. So if it said nothing, what would be the din? By Ben Noach, it says nothing. So what is the din by Ben Noach? It depends on what you hold. Is the pashtus hasvara? And that's, he has a few pieces on it. And there's a shurei Rav Shmuel on Sanhedrin. And he clears the shaila. So that's the first shaila. It's a shaila that doesn't come up that much. The Radvaz, the second shaila here in the Pischei Tshuva, is the shaila I mentioned. I'm b'tshuvas Radvaz chel gav simas amazai she nishal im b'chayla oim esheine reitz al avarei yisr b'shvilay hayesh b'zeh chasidus. Somebody says, I'm willing to be maisa nefesh and put my life in jeopardy not to be over a different aveira. Hem yesh b'zeh chasidus v'shayim and lay, I lied. Is this Midas Chassidus? Oh wow, he's Maisa Nefesh on eating on Yom Kippur, on Treifus. I lie or not. Veheshe she'em b'zeh shum Chassidus. Elo mischayev b'nafshay, umalita noise al karchay. He's chayev b'nafshay. It's funny to say, he's chayev misa, if he closes himself to die Be'isr. Like Kaifin, I say Lasi Shem do, or you force him to do this thing that that they estimate he needs.
So this is the situation with Sakana. He says, I don't want to use this stuff.
It happens. It happens in Yom Kippur. Chaylim say, my whole life I fasted Yom Kippur, and now I'm an old person, I'm not going to start eating. People say such a lashon. The problem is that it's shalai kedin. His whole life he kept the din. There's a letter they have from the Sar Sholem, the Belzer Rebbe, from before World War I, I think. He was a mechutan with the Vizhnitzer. The Vizhnitzer, the Belzer, are mechutanim. They got into a big machlokes at one point in their life over the over Satmar, over Sigit. But the Vizhnitzer was at one point told that he has to eat on Yom Kippur. And the Belzer Rebbe was afraid that he would be machmer alas. So he wrote him a letter. So at the end of the story, what happened to Vizhnitzer, I don't know. But the letter the Belzer Rebbe wrote is around. And he wrote something like this, was his lush, and he writes to him that my father, Oliver Shalom, the previous Belzer Rebbe, was b'makom saka, was told that he has to eat on Yom Kippur. And he said, Zor is, somebody's supposed to be his reason for mitzvahs. His Zor is for every mitzvah. So for this mitzvah, he wants to be a Zor is. So right after Kol Nidre, by the break, before Mariv, before Hesia, they took out food, Kefit Tzarchai, it says. I don't know what he needed at that time, but this is the way the letter is brought. And he said, with great Islavus, Hareni Buchan, Uvazum, Lakai Mitzvahs Bairi. And he ate whatever they said he had to eat, and he ate it, the Cheshe Gadol. And this is the letter that he wrote to the Vizhnitzer. So he wrote this letter. It's hard to understand why he would have to eat a minute after, 10 minutes after Kol Nidre, unless in Bell's Kol Nidre takes 2 hours. You never know. But, what? You can't eat usually, right? Right, the famous Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim had a line that Reb Chaim said he's not fasting at Peinitzach. Fasting is a mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah to fast, so he's not peinigging himself. He's not fasting. That was Reb Chaim's lashon. But I was wondering if the Belzer Rebbe was allowed to write that letter even if it's not true, just to convince the Vizhnitzer. So B'Sos Salanter is not such a right. B'Sos Salanter, it's known that during the cholera epidemics, he went to shuls and ate b'fahesia. It's printed that he made kiddush barabim. The problem is we don't make kiddush on Yom Kippur. Even if a person eats, there's no mitzvah of kiddush. Unless that year Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos, in which case it would make sense that he made kiddush. But Eshayiyah, it's not such a riot. So B'Sos Salanter held that everybody was in Sakana, and he himself would be included in that everybody. So B'Meila, he would have to eat himself. So it's not such a riot from that. But that's the Amad Dabar. The Amad Dabar is that, like it says here in the Pesachei Tshuva, that a person is not allowed to be machmer al atzmai, and he has to eat.
However, doctors are very easy to say that.
That's a separate problem. There is an issue with doctors who do favors, and they tell a person you have to eat as a taiva, especially with women who are pregnant. The doctors tell them you're not allowed to fast. So when a young man comes to me and he asks me to shayla, I asked him, please ask your doctor. She's not allowed to fast because you hold all pregnant women not allowed to fast? Or is there something unusual about her condition that she shouldn't fast? That's why I tell people to ask the doctor. Because the doctors are very quick to say not allowed to fast. If they really feel that way and they're being honest, or whether they're doing it just for defensive medicine or as a favor, I don't know. But for a regular healthy woman who's careful and who takes the precautions, fasting during pregnancy is not a sakana. Now, pregnant women should not fast the other tanesim. I'm only talking about Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. The other tanesim, Mishnah Berurah says, kishem ragishin chulsha, when they feel the tightness, they should break the fast. So really, the other tanesim were not machmir. But on Tisha B'Av, unless she feels sick, and on Yom Kippur, unless she's afraid of sakana, we tell them to fast.
So,
because Chazal made such a takana, Taisa says shenichbula by hatzaris. That's why we fast 24 hours. But it's a drabbana. Makach chaylets mutter. If that's mechayl shesh by sakana, even chayl she'ain by sakana, a tish above you're allowed to break. But it's different in that by Muberes and Minekes it says to fast. It's probably because of the Hochmulay Atzaris is a 24-hour fast. So this is the Halach Yelech of the Paiskin. There is a second side to this dispute. Now, first of all, the Riva, one of the Balei Tosfos, died. He fasted on Yom Kippur. The way the Maase is brought in the Radvaz, the Riva was told that if he fasts, he's going to die. And if he eats, it's a suffix if he'll survive Yom Kippur, even if he eats. And he said, Bari Vishema Bari Adif, and he fasted and he died. So the question is, what was his psak halacha? What did he hold? What did it mean, Bari Vishema Bari Adif? What does it mean exactly? That's the question. So there are those who want to teach him to mean that he himself, in Shulchan Aruch it says that Yadeya Chayla Maris Nafshay, it says in Mishlei, Chayla knows himself. Shulchan Aruch talks about if a doctor says he's not in sakana, and he says he is, so we listen to him if he's a chayla. We listen to him if it makes sense, and he eats. Reverse, if he says I'm not in sakana, the doctor says he is in sakana, so also we listen to chumra if the doctor says or if the patient says. Except says if the patient says what the refuah is, we don't listen to him. Because then he just doesn't know. He's just, the patient says, I have to do this and this, but there's no shaykhis. If the patient says he feels masukin, then we give him to eat, one or the other. So here, the Bari Bishema, the Taichit means that he himself felt that he was going to die even if he eats. The doctor said, if he eats, maybe he'll live. So his Bari, that the eating is not going to help him. And the doctor Shema, so Bari Bishema, Bari Yad, he went with his Bari. This is said to answer the mahalach of the most of the paiskim today that you're not allowed to be machmer on yourself, and that's the sort of the accepted psak.
Don't we look at his bari? His bari is like a shema. We don't take it as absolute.
We're answering. He felt bari, so it's not absolute. But even the doctor was only a shema. So he felt that his bari, which has din of a shema, was better than the doctor's shema, which was an out and out shema. That's the way they try to answer what he said. It's true. Mechal v'chayisha. I guess the case was the doctor didn't know if it would help him at all. I guess that must have been the case. I don't know.
What about someone who's over 100 years old, like 103, who's on and off health problems, but not major health?
A person who's 103 is just as alive as a person who's 3. Just as alive. I mean, life is life.
No, I'm saying, should they fast or not? Just because, you know.
Well, it depends. It depends if it's a danger. Just like a 3. What?
What
did he do when he was 102? Okay. So you have to know the signs of dehydration, and you have to watch out for it.
You can get
an
intravenous line.
You're not going to get it. Now the tzad keneged is an avnei nezer. Because the doctors
are more nervous than other doctors. Both of them are big Yerush Shamayim. Both of them sit and say, "Don't hold this wrong." They all both exactly the same. Much more nervous than this.
I'm chayshid. He's not Yerush Shamayim. He says till him all day. It's baduk that the doctors are doing this. The doctors are just telling women, I don't want you fasting. They're telling them one after the other, I don't want you fasting. It's a davar yidua. The doctors are doing it without a good basis.
The doctor's saying that it's a sakon. It's supposed to be a mistake of pitumai.
No, fakarat. Mesiyah pitumai is not so good.
Mesiyah pitumai is not good. An objective decision, whether or not.
An objective decision.
Not, okay. Not my opinion.
Rabbi, we learned that a suffix. A person born, a baby born until 30 days old, called a suffix. After you're 120, 130, do you ever reach a status of suffix?
It's the other way. The Gemara says, when someone is in his 80s, the Gemara says he's not becheskes chai. If you don't know if he's still alive or not, it's considered a suffix, legabe yibum and other things. It says once he hits 90, then he's already becheskes chai. Because once he hit 90, who knows what'll be with him? You know, he might live more. But it says in the '80s, there's no cheskes chai. If a woman has yibum shaila, she has to be mevar the metzias. She let's say this woman has a son in her 80s. She wants to know if she can remarry after her husband died. So she has to check if he's still alive in his 80s. Once he hits his 90s, she can remarry. There's no issue. Gemara says that Ben Shmaynim is not Becheskes Chai, it's Gemara Yevamis. And Ben Tishim is already, he's Yotza from the Chazakis, so anything could happen. I think that's what the Gemara says. Maybe I make a mistake, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, the Tzad Keneged. The Tzad Keneged I first saw in the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer when we were learning Navi by. In Malachim Aleph, the third Melech Yehuda is a man named Asa. Asa, Aleph Samach Aleph. And he was in one of the seven tzaddikim. But the Gemara says that B'chol Yoy, I think the Lashon is, B'chol Yoy, like Dorash Hashem, Kiyim B'raifim. The Pasuk criticizes him that in his illness, he didn't look to God, he looked to doctors. So it's a little hard to know exactly what the criticism is. There's a tshuva in the Avnei Nezer, in the back of Chayshim Mishpat, I think it's called Kuf Tzadik Gimel, it was added later. There's a tshuva that the Avnei Nezer has, and he says the following. He says that, what's the din if a person doesn't want to fast on Yom Kippur? A doctor says it's a sakana, and he says he doesn't want to because he's Beteach B'Hashem. That's his line. So he brings from the Ramban in Bechukaisai. The Ramban in Bechukaisai says that really the world shouldn't need doctors, except that Lamaisa people don't have a tachin. So Memele Verape Yerape, the world has doctors. But he says a Lashon, a dismissive Lashon, he says in the perfect world there wouldn't be doctors, and the Ramban was a doctor. He writes such a Lashon, that a person is really a pure Baal B'Tach and shouldn't have doctors. I don't know if I brought his Lashon. What? It doesn't say anything about lawyers, right? Very kind. So what? Need doctors for Goyim, okay. Oh, people are not Baal B'Tachin. The Ramban says everyone needs doctors, but we're not Baal B'Tachin. But a Baal B'Tachin does need doctors. So the Avnei Nezer uses that Ramban as a basis. He says, B'Safik Sakana. By a Vadek Sakana, he says you have to eat. But by a Safik Sakana, he's makel that a person who wants to be Machmar Al Atzmai is allowed to be Machmar Al Atzmai. And there's a tshuva in the Ha'elof L'cha Shleimer, Shleimer Kluger, who says something similar. That in the place of a suffix sakana, a person is allowed to be machmer al atzmai. Now, I think in the Olam HaPsak, these are considered curiosities. These are like the das yachids of halacha, that a person is allowed to be machmer al atzmai. Certainly, if you call up a Rav of Flatbush, he's going to tell you to make sure the person eats, and mechuyev to eat, you should force him, etc.
Are they just being like a doctor?
No, because halacha people. Now, there is a Mishnah Berurah, which is a little confusing. It's a Siman Reish Mem Ches. It talks here about someone who is Yaitze B'Shiara, someone who goes on a boat or in a caravan. So as many of you know, on Sunday, Gemara says Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're allowed to go. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're not allowed to go on such a trip. I want to go on a cruise. I always say I have no idea why any sane person would want to go on a cruise. I like to be on solid ground and, you know, and have my my bagel store available. But there are people that like to go on a cruise. I have no idea why. They go on a boat, set out into the sea, and it's a spiritual moment. So the Gemara says, you know, I go Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Why not? What seems you go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? So there are six shittas in the Rishayim. It's very hard to know the Kavanas HaGemara. Shulchan Aruch brings one of the shittas that is talking about someone who's going to be in a safik, he'll have to be Michal Shabbos when Shabbos comes. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you have to worry. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever it means, we look at the previous Shabbos, and you're allowed to go into safik sakana. So the Mechaber says, but even like this shita, if it's a vaday sakana, you're not allowed to go even Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. That's what he says. That's what it says here in the Mechaber, Reish Mem Ches, Sif Dalid. It brings most of the shittas, yeah. The Mishnah, Mechaber just says that you're allowed to go out Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The Mishnah Berurah brings, interesting, also where Advaz. So he says that you're not allowed to go Sunday, Tuesday if it's a Vade Sakana. Now listen to this. Al Pizeh. Soimchen Achshav, Shamaskimon Ba'atzman Ktsas. People who feel pressure, they have to go out on a Shiara, they have to travel. And it's going to come to Vade Sakana, so they're really not allowed to go, and they're going anyway. So what do they do? Misaknim Atzman Biktsas. He left Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Shabbos sakana. Even Michal Shabbos comes out, he left Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, shleiked in. So misaknim atzmam b'ktsas. They put themselves in ktsas sakana, not to be Michal Shabbos. So that is the mafreya, they shouldn't have done an aver. So b'chonin is matmiya on this. And the Kavod Tzar says, what are you talking about? Misaknim atzmam, you're not put yourself in sakana. How you allowed to put yourself in sakana because you're guilty that you went out Sunday and Monday, Tuesday? So what's the pshat in the Mishnah Berurah? I saw someplace that in the previous print it didn't say ktsas. The Mishnah Berurah added ktsas in a later print of the Mishnah Berurah. It says shemisakna natsman. He said misakna ktsas. What's ktsas? You know, sakana, sakana. What? I don't know what it means. Maybe it means that they stop the shiara. They stop. The caravan travels ahead. They're in danger alone. They take a chance, and after Shabbos, they'll catch up. Maybe that's what it means. But, what? The water does not work. Yeah, okay. But, so I don't know what the Mishnah Berurah means, but he seems to leave open a possibility of at least a ktsas, misaknim atzman, for something for Chil Shabbos, which is not Yarag Valyavar. So it is a little puzzling what the Gidrei HaInyan are.
Yeah,
what about seasickness? That's my own problem. Now, one of the reasons is because there's seasickness. One of the reasons, because people are seasick the first days of a cruise. So he said that no one's so sick on these big boats. They're like cities. Okay. Okay, I don't know. If they're Michal Shabbos, because they're not being Michal Shabbos the first time. In those days, they expected. Nowadays, they don't let you do anything. Yeah, okay. Okay. Now, having said that, we can accept that. Yeah. That's why I'm mentioning it. And maybe he means like Davnei Nezer, and then, like I'm saying, Davnei Nezer is not normative halacha, then maybe there's a ktsas marker for it. Now, this should not be confused with the shiloh we're going to have in Kufnun Zayin. By Yehorek Val Yavar, it's going to have an halacha that Taisa Shita, which is brought in halacha, is that a person is allowed to be Maisa Nefesh on other mitzvahs, like Kiddush Hashem. And that's going to be a separate issue. They're two totally different issues. Here we're talking where he's going to put himself in physical danger because he doesn't want to do an aver. And the danger is a natural danger. He's ill. There, it's a case of Kiddush Hashem. Somebody's pointing a gun at him and saying, "Eat Neveil or I'll kill you." So there, Taisa Sheet is brought in Shulchan Aruch. That person's allowed to be Maisa Nefesh to be Mekayim Kiddush Hashem for Shar Mitzvahs. Now there, Ramosha has an interesting tshuva. Ramosha says that if somebody wants to use Taisa's Heter, someone's pointing a gun at him and saying, "Eat Neveil or I'll kill you." So Taisa says he's allowed to be Maisa Nefesh for the other Averis. That Heter, Ramosha says, is only mutter if you're prepared to do it for any one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. For any of the Tayag Mitzvahs, if he would tell you to put on Shatnez, you'd also be Maisa Nefesh. If you're doing it because for this person, the veil is disgusting, or chazer is disgusting to him, so he'd rather be Moshe Nefesh. But they wouldn't tell him chazer. They'd tell him put on a shat in his bag and he would do it. So Moshe says that's not what the Taisus means. Because there you're not doing it because you want to do Kiddush Hashem. You're doing it because it's disgusting to you to eat chazer. So you have to eat chazer to save your life. So even that heter is a limited heter. But it's not to be confused with this. They're two separate shaylos. There, it's in a case of Kiddush Hashem. Taisus tells you allowed to be Moshe Nefeshi Mekayim Kiddush Hashem. Here it's talking, it's not a shayla of Kiddush Hashem. It's a shayla of a person's in ill, in a natural state of sakana, whether he's allowed to be Moshe Nefeshi or not.
In this case,
it's a separate
shayla. He needed
the
food, which is from an
asher. That's a bizrayu. We spoke about a bizrayu.
So that type of thing is also, but you have Moshe Nefeshi,
right. Now there's a fascinating shayla that comes from Chachmei Amsterdam. There's a sefer of the Tshuvas of Chachmei Amsterdam. I'm just forgetting the name of them at the moment. And there's a shaila which is brought, which is quoted in many svarim. Rav Zilberstein loves the shaila, and every sefer of Rav Zilberstein's shaila is quoted. There was a man who was ill, and his refuah was to drink the milk of a chamar, donkey milk, or not donkey, yeah, donkey milk. Before was to drink donkey milk. So he said, donkey milk, I'm not drinking donkey milk, you know, forget it, you know, he's ready to die. So his kids were going crazy. So they came up with an idea. They came back to him with a container of milk. They said, the doctor said that goat milk will do it also, so I have goat milk. And it was really the chamar milk in the bottle, and they came, they said it was goat milk. So the father, he knew his kids. So he said, oh yeah, you drink it first and then I'll drink it. That's what he said to him. You drink it first. So it's brought down that it was a Ben Chokim. So he answered right around the spot. What would you answer?
Fleishing.
I was saying Fleishing. That's what he said. But the son said that you're sick. I was Makabal Tainus for the day, so I can't have it. That's what he told him. So then he went to ask the Chachmei Amsterdam what to do. So I would think that you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do anything because they're fascists. And they paskin that it's aser. They said that to be moisa nefesh for a fool, they call him, who's misakesh, to do shaloi kedin, to go and do averis for somebody who's this way, they say it's aser, and they acid. They said this man is supposed to drink hapidin. And to do it so that he shouldn't do it. That's not... Rav Zilberstein brings in a connection with a shayla. He has somebody they caught selling trefa meat. And they told him they're going to be mefarsimit. He said, if you're mefarsimit, I'm going to commit suicide. And they believed him. So they asked Rav Zilberstein if they're allowed to not be mefarsimit, the guy's going to jump off the roof. So, okay, that case, I think we all are less sympathetic to the so-called chayla.
But...
Now, of course, he says to me, a farsim, if he wants to jump off the roof, so, you know, jump off the roof. But he compares it to this story, which is not exactly comparable. Did he have to mashum the tightness that he said he was Makabal? That's a good question. Is it a Kabbalah? He told his father. Sheikh Shavi Anashi for Tiffany Sir. Okay. A third shayla. So should not drink it. The lashon, it's a very short lashon that I checked the whole shas, and I never found anywhere in shas that you're allowed to be doing aveira for a misakesh, somebody who's stubborn and doesn't want to do kedin.
So he said the problem with the lie,
so
the problem is that they shouldn't drink it.
Drinking it, the question
drink
is drinking it. The lie is
not the issue.
No, yeah, the lie is not. So that's his lashon. So he says you're allowed to do the refuah itself, you're allowed to do to save somebody. But here, this is not the refuah. It's just that this fellow has his own mishagas. He's telling you, what happens if a chayla besukim would say, do an aveira, I'm not going to save my life. So he's a fool. He can't make you do aveiras.
So he's dying of his mishagas.
Yeah. It's a good question. He's dying from Mechayli HaNefesh. He's dying from Mechayli HaNefesh. I am just the Marabakam Anilach. I agree. There is a concept in Mishnayis of Haliteni L'Rasha V'Yamais, that sometimes you don't have to help a person if he's a Rasha. It's a little hard to see him as a Rasha. It's more of a Mechayli HaNefesh that it is.
And
so I don't know. He's not thinking clearly, or he's stubborn. He's. Yeah, insanity is shaita. Somebody's in a state of shtus. Yeah. There's definitely such a. There are people who have chayli nefesh for one topic. It's fakert. It's very, very difficult. So they seem very normal in everything else. And the delusion role in regard to one thing, and it's very hard dealing with these people. But, he's not responsible for that. Now, third Shiloh. Lying, though, is a different story. So there's really no issa to lie. There's no issa deraisa to lie unless it's in business. The issa of mitvasheket tirchak is in the parasha of batei dinim. It's a uraim, but it's accepted pretty much that shkarim are only also when they affect the other person in a negative way, obviously. But like you last say, kala nova chasunda, even if it's not true, right? Bishavi said haksim is vashek etirchok. So the lie wasn't the issue. The chaylet told the son, if it's true, you drink it first. So the question is, if the son is allowed to drink the cholof chamor. That was the Shiloh. Let me just mention a third Shiloh, and then I'll get to a Klolistika thing which is related. There's a certain amount of risk which we're not Mechal Averis for. A certain number of risks. Last time it's a risk for 1 in 10,000 people. So that's not called Pekuch Nefesh in the eyes of Halacha. People who go for elective surgery and they have general anesthesia. General anesthesia, the statistics are better. Why is it 1 in 100,000 now? Who have a reaction to general anesthesia, and they're in danger, and then people could die from it. But such a risk is included in the idea of Shem Ripsam Hashem that we allow for a person to take such a risk. So Shaila is, what happens if we know, let's say we would know there's a bomb in a house in Brooklyn, a Jew's house in Brooklyn. And let's say there are 100,000 Jewish homes in Brooklyn, and one of the 100,000 is a bomb, and it's gonna explode, and it's gonna kill people. Are we allowed on Shabbos to be Mechal Shabbos and go door to door? And I don't know what the Chil Shabbos would be, to drive all over and notify people that there's a bomb in someone's house. L'chayrut, it's vada you're gonna save someone's life, or it's kamat vada you're gonna save someone's life. Should be mutter. On the other hand, each Chil Shabbos is to save someone who's in a 1 in 100,000 chance of sakana. 1 in 100,000 chance of sakana is not something that's considered an acceptable. That's considered sakana. So this is a shaila.
More than one person learns to get.
When you know someone's a sakana, you can do anything you want. I mean, a few Atala people run to the same place. I guess they're hoping one will get there first, I guess. Why is that to do? And my point is that there's a certain amount of risk, which is halachically not called a risk. Call it 1 in 10,000, whatever it is. Halachically is not a risk. So for 1 in 10,000, not Mechal Shabbos, so then what's the... Are we allowed to do it 10,000 times? Or is the Vati going to come to save someone's life? That's a shame. Logically, it should be mutter. Technically, it should be mutter. Okay, I would phrase it differently. The answer to the Shiloh, yes. Yeah, I think a lot of it was hype. A lot of it was hype. The newspapers and the radios like to be full of hype. Everything's sakana, it's gospel fashion. But if it's really sakana, it would be included in this.
And that's vada hype.
The threshold is 10%.
The threshold is 10%, typically. But for sakonis, I think we'd be more machmir. There is such an idea. The Chumasar Advaz says that Mir Amasi is 10%. Less than Mir Amasi is not halachically a Mir. Now, the there's a tshuva. Yeah. Once you want 2,000, all right, so then the cleric is the 1 in 8,000, you're right. Okay, but how are you allowed to do the first 2,000? Are you allowed to do the first one of the 10,000? You got to be Michal Shabbos for the first one? You can't call them on Shabbos, they're not going to pick up the phone, so it's an issue. Anyway, there's a very sadistic tshuva in the Nadi Behuda. You have to understand that. I'll tell you the tshuva the way it's printed. And you have to understand the havana of what he's saying. The Yehuda has a shaila. If you're allowed to do an autopsy on a body, not Shabbos, an autopsy is an issa d'oraisa, but it's not yarg v'yavar. Are you allowed to do an autopsy on a body for medical research because it's going to bring to a refuah for other people that are in sakana? So the question was, are you allowed to call duni aveira, the issa d'oraisa of cutting open a body? Fatos to fascists, because you're going to save somebody's life. If you can't do any autopsies, you won't. So he says this gather. He says that you're only allowed to be Michal Shabbos when you have a chayla lefanecha. You have a chayla besukin lefanecha. Let's say, by cutting open this person, you could save another person. Let's say it would be such a thing. Let's say they transplant the kidneys into two people, and they're both sick, and one dies. If you open them up and take it out, you'll see what the chayli is. Let's say there'll be such a mitzvah. So Avadi says you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to cut open a body. If you can cut open a body after death to do a transplant to save someone's life, there's no shayla will be mutter. The whole shayla comes because halachically we're considering it to be before death. After death, you're allowed to cut open a body to save someone's life. So that's only when there's a chayla lefanecha. If there's no chayla, if there's nobody in a present state of sakana, then we're not mechal Shabbos for the asidus. Then the parsha doesn't apply. That's his yisai, because he says in Kain there's no shear to it. There's a letter of the Chazanish in the Igris who explains it. So if so, you should be allowed to work on Shabbos to make money. Maybe you'll need the money to save someone's life. You should always be allowed to work every Shabbos. He says, ain't l'dava saif, because of hypothetical situations which may come up. So that's the Nodi Behuda's Geder, which I think is generally accepted in the Paiskim.
And to
that's right. But there, Ramesh has a tshuva about bringing cut-up bodies to a protest. When Hadassah Aswan was doing the autopsies and there were protests, they asked Ramesh if they can bring bodies publicly. I don't know how pleasant it would be. But they wanted to shock, I guess, even the friar world and show them what it looks like. So Moshe wrote a tshuva, and he brings a raya from Pelegish Begiva. By Pelegish Begiva, it says that he cut up the body into 12 pieces and sent it to the 12 Shvatim to be moir them to the Inyan. So there, it's a raya that you're allowed to do it to be moir to be misakin the Inyan. So I'm not sure what that has to do exactly here. You mean because they cut it up?
No. First of all, it's a topic if it accomplishes anything, and it's not even because nefesh, it accomplishes.
Okay, we have to look at the tshuva again. What I remember is that the way they explain by Pelegish Begiva is that the Inyan is for Kavod HaMeis, and there's a concept of Kavod HaMeis when the Meis, there's such an idea in Paiskim that it's Kavod HaMeis that the Reitzeach should be punished. The Paiskim will allow an autopsy on a murder victim if it's going to help catch the murderer. Because from Chazal, there's an idea that the mace has tsar because the kozman de reitzayach is not caught. There's such an idea. And I don't know. I don't know if that's what Moshe mentions.
But. I
can't say. Anyway, we're getting off the topic. My point was, let me just finish the thought. Let me finish the thought. That's the answer. So the difference between a person who has a 1 in 10,000, 100,000 sakana, he's not a chelul fanecha, he's not a sakana in front of you. He has a thing that'll be a danger, 1 in 10,000, 1 in 100,000 people. Chance that it's a sakana, he's not a Michal Shabbos fan because it's not called a sakana lefanecha. When you know that one of these 100,000 people is in sakana, you know there's a vomit in somebody's house. That's called chelul lefanecha. When you have a chelul lefanecha, u'mechal Shabbos even on a tzad rachayk. It says that if a building collapsed, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, even if there's a suffix if anyone's there. And even if people are there, there might be goyim. Even the goyim, there may be dead. So afilu kama sveikus, when you have a mokim sakon in front of you, it's not even a chayil misokin, it's just a mokim sakon in front of you, you're allowed to be mechal. So that, I think, is the difference between when you know it's one in 10,000 people, or you know in the example where a child is lost, you know that there's somebody in sakana, as opposed to a case where you don't know someone's in sakana, somebody's in a one in 10,000 sakana, so we're not mechal Shabbos for one person who's in such a massive sakana.
The intensive risk, I'm probably wrong, but Jews don't have to love because the Gemara said that the loved one's scared of a pregnant woman and she miscarried.
It says in Yerushalayim they didn't allow dogs. No, there's such an idea, but I don't know. What it says, it's one of the takanas of Yerushalayim that you can't have a dog. A person allowed to have a dog otherwise. Okay. Anyway, those Gemaras that talk about it, the Gemara says a number of things. They make Gezeiris. You're not allowed to wear cleats on Shabbos. It's a gezeira because once a ma'aseh shahaya, but those are specific incidents that caused the gezeira d'rabbanan, not the things that are also mikra din. Okay. Let's move on to chayil sha'im by sakana. What? Yeah, when a patient refuses therapy, it's a very difficult issue. If you have a patient who refuses therapy, and there are two issues. One is when he's terminally ill, and the refuah is to prolong his life. And then there are issues where he's not terminally ill, and he can be healed. And he refuses refuah. The pashtus of halacha is that a patient is not a bailam al nafshay, a person is not a balabas on his own life, and his refusal to take refuah is something which is not acceptable, which we can't allow. However, there are exceptions where the place can talk about. I mentioned to you in the past the idea of a person who's taking surgery because of a statistical advantage. Because right now he's a chayil masukin, one in 100, and with the surgery, he can die from surgery, but he'll have better chances. There are paiskim that say you can't force a person to go into a makam sakana. You can't force somebody. Now, halacha says you should take the surgery because statistically you're better off with the surgery. But surgery can kill a person. So there are many paiskim that have such a lashon that you can't force somebody to put himself in a makam sakana if he doesn't want. And there's such an idea, and I don't know. Okay, let's move to the second half of the sif, which is shalai b'makam sakana, questions of people who are regular chaylim, things that come up all the time, and you can't do a regular refuah, but you can do a refuah shalai k'derech hanor. So I mentioned this to you last week. There's a concept in halacha of macholis asuras are only also k'derech achila, and hanor is only also k'derech hanor, just like Shabbos, malacha is only also min ha-Torah without a shinoi. Generally, all the averis in the Torah only also k'darkam. So the Mechaber says the following. He says, shalai b'makam sakana, k'derech hanor son aser. To have medication, k'derech hanor, that's certainly aser. That is no question. The glycerin, the flavored drinks that are medication that have glycerin, that's aser mikra din. Shalai k'derech hanor son, if you do it with the shinoi, mutter, you're allowed to take treifis, chutz m'kalei akerem u'basa b'chalav. Except for two cases that are not common. Kalei akerem is also ba'anoah. And basa b'chalav, meat that's cooked together with milk. Shasurim afilo shalai k'derech hanor, and elo b'makam sakana. So here, we have a heter of shalai k'derech hanor. So you have medication, which is treif, which a person is not allowed to take. He's a regular chayli, he's got strep, he's got regular chayli. So halacha says that shalai kederech hana, it's mutter. What's an example of shalai kederech hana? As I mentioned to you last time, if it doesn't touch the beis ablia, if you take a food and you wrap it in a little piece of tissue and you swallow it that way, that's shalai kederech hana, because there's no negi in the beis ablia, it's mutter. The Chachmas Sadim says that if you want to wrap it in food, a person wants to take, chew up some gum and wrap the pill in gum, and swallow it, it's easy to swallow it that way. That's not a heter because that's not a chatzitza. An eichel for an eichel is not a chatzitza. But otherwise, wrapping it in something else, I don't know what the veggie cap is really, but I mentioned last time the veggie cap. But I meant to throw away the gelatin cap and to use only the veggie cap. Now the question is, what about swallowing it whole? This is the shaila of our generation, because all the medication that's not kosher, people take and swallow whole. So that shaila is mentioned toich devarav in pischei tshuva vav. So we're going to learn maybe the whole pischei tshuva vav, but you'll see in the middle of the tshuva he talks about it. Shaloi kederech hanasan mutter. Ayin b'mishnu l'melech perek hei mehilchus yisaydi ha-tayra. D'davka ima meichel mitzad asma hi shaloi kederech hanasan. It's only mutter if the food itself is shaloi kederech. Shemur by dov amar. If something bitter is mixed into it, echam b'yoyser, if it's very hot. Aval l'meichel mitzad asma yu toiv. If the food itself is perfect. But he's eating an achila gasa. Achila gasa means he can't eat. He's full. Okay, I said this topic. Shom, if that's a het. Vayim tshuvas noy to be Yehuda. Simulam echeda yaredeya. Simulam et hey. Sheviyoy gam kein v'kosav. The afim noy melakula. Even if you say that if it's shalei kederech hador, is mutter in that case mekomakin. Also, livloya me isurei Torah lerefua, b'makom deleka sakana. So, the Yehuda is machmir. Says it's also to swallow an issa d'iraisa in a lerefua, b'makom deleka sakana. Deloi kesefa teres chayim shesayve debliya mikri shalei kederech hana ayin sham. So here it's a machleik is the Yehuda and the teres chayim. Teres chayim is a kadmon who has a pirish on a number of mesechtes and shas. I don't know if the Teres Chaim would have been quoted in the Pesach Tshuva, where not that the Noyd Behuda says the like of Kasefer Teres Chaim. So typically we would follow the Pesach of the Noyd Behuda. Vayim B'tshuvas B'samim Reish, Simikov Malaf, B'hagos, Kisa D'harsan Hashem. B'samim Reish is that famous Sefer, controversial Sefer of Tshuvas Arash. Vayim B'tshuvas Shvas Yaakov, Chelik Bey, Simen Ayin, Shanishal Amas Amchu Aylam, Linig Het, Alecho V'lishtoiz Dama Nikrash, Nis Yabesh. They had some sort of a medication that was dried blood, mitayosh, shakurin box, beloshin. What?
It's called
box blood. Mitayosh, I guess, is a box. A box blood. Shenis yabesh bechama, that was dried up in the sun. Apachal shein besakana. He says that the oilam is noyig heter to eat this. Rock with the feel of alma, shekayv leyechad me'avara apnimiim, a person who fell and he has an ache in his body. V'yeshev yeshu tzadit hetha, kivin yabish kol kach shenasa keitz, v'eim ha'shum lachluchis, eim ba'y isa klau. K'vash goes to Ramah, le'al sin pe'zayin zim ba'gah, ba'ar ha'keva. Now once it's dried, that it has no lachluchis at all, so then it's mutter. Oy yesh lo'y v'kivin she'ene derech ha'no'osay. So Safik and Eva Pnibi is a sakana. So he's mitzarif, who's the one talking here, the Chumashos Yaakov, a number of reasons to be mekel. Now, some of these reasons do apply in the case of the antibiotics, because the antibiotics, typically the trephis is the gel cap, the gelatin cap. And he has here one of his tzedadei heter is that the blood is the siyavesh, it has no lachluchis, and it's already not considered to be an eichel. It would seem that the gelatin cap, which is like a piece of plastic, I never tasted it, but I assume it doesn't have taste. It would seem that would have the heter shosyag. The shosyag was only matir with its serif of suffix sakana, makash shalchalo.
Is matir to be baileya or just
to? I think to be baileya, obviously. What it says, Lashon? As Lashon is Lecho Velishtais Dama Nikra of Nisyabesh.
You're even doing less of a.
You've been showing us.
There's an Issa to eat.
Yeah. So here we're swallowing it, which has the Teres Chaim added to it. So you're right. If you want me Melamed Schos on the Mekilim, this is a Limud Schos. We're still going to have a problem because the Rama is going to say at the end of the Simon that if it's Efshe Beheter, you have to find a Heter. If it's Efshe with tablets, you know, let it use the gel caps. But yes. We're talking about swallowing. Well, that Yehuda whole swallowing it whole is also achila.
No, but swallowing a pill is not considered achila.
Well, that's what the Yehuda says it is. The Yehuda says swallowing it whole. Yeah, you have homework.
Am I wrong?
Tommy, you have homework. I don't know everything in the Igros Vayishis, so. If I challenge you, you'll find it. So, I would like to know if Ramosha's Mekel would be a load off our mind to have a Mekel. No, okay. The Velt says that. The Velt says, if you swallow. Look, when you go into the store and you buy Tylenols, you definitely should not buy gel caps. They're available in caplets. There's no heter. The question is antibiotics when a person is stuck from doctors are giving out the all the time. The tablets are available and all these things. I assume they're available. So, I don't know. I don't know exactly why. What? What? Has to stay on in the throat. Yes, while it goes down the throat. If you wrap it around the edges, it works, I think. So, all right, let's finish the Ramah. Now the Ramah is another cooler. There are those that are makel by a derabbanon, even a chalish emes hakana. Befilu yayin nesek b'zman hazeh, mutal srapis by velasis menu merchitz, abishu kederach hanosay. You're allowed to bathe in it, even though it's kederach hanosay. You shouldn't eat it and drink it, but you're allowed to bathe in it. Before you turn the page, take a quick look in. That's what I want to show you. Look at the Shach. Well, bathing in it. Look at Shach Yud Zayin. Shach Yud Zayin says, what's the Isser? Avalabori. Last man of Merchet Zuchayla. Avalabori Loi. The Sicha B'Klal Shtiyah. Here's an important idea that the Shach brings, that Sicha B'Klal Shtiyah is Osir. That you're not allowed to shmear yourself with something tray. For Chayla has a heter, but nobody else. Now that's important because there are certain things that are considered. Now the chapstick brand chapstick, as Mephorsim, has tray for animal fats in it, and therefore it's a problem. The cheaper brands are Vaseline, which is petroleum, which is mutter, but the chapstick brand chapstick was a double Mephorsim. That it's a problem. Now you don't swallow it, you don't eat it, but this idea of sichik shtiyah, that something you smear on your body is like shtiyah. Now the question is, what about all the soaps that we have? Many of the soaps do have trefa ingredients in them, and the question is, what? Why? So there is a heter by the soaps that if it's pogum to the taste, and anybody who ever put soap in his mouth by mistake. That knows that it's pogum, and if it's a double pogum, that it's mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan at the end of Siman Kuf Yud Zayin earlier brings this heter in the name of Pri Chadash, that if soap is pogum, that's a chiddush. Even though it's sicha, because I would think pogum to the taste is for things you eat. If you're smearing it, if it's pogum to the skin, is one thing. But for the skin, it's fine. I would think that's not a heter. But he's saying it's in sicha k'shtiya, so if it's mutter b'shtiya, it's mutter b'sicha. And since the soaps that we have today are pogum, so therefore it's an issue. In Kiryas Yoel, Sama, the Machmir, they only use kosher soap. The Machmir, they don't use trefa soap. They remember the old dish soap with the blue and red. In the mikveh, in Kiryas Yoel, where there are many summers, they have that soap. They cut it into small bars, and that's the soap that they use. It's a kosher soap, and it works. So they don't. There, it's Yisrael in many places. They're also machmir on kosher soap. But
what about hand cream? Hand cream.
Hand cream is the same thing. To use a hand cream that has trefus in it is a problem, unless you're simach on this heter that if it's pogum to the taste, So then, since it's muta b'shniya min atayra, it's muta b'sicha. The Mishnah Brura does talk about sicha k'shniya in Seif Simen Shin Chav Vav in Arachayim, where it talks about using soap on Shabbos. He brings there, he doesn't bring the shach, it's interesting, he quotes it b'shem agra. It says the gra was machmir, that sicha k'shniya, and he says yirei shemayim yachmir. He seems to say that somebody has what to rely on, that we don't pass the sicha k'shniya, it's a chumra. He says yirei shemayim should be machmir. So I guess it's a tziruf that the Mishnah Brura is saying sicha k'shniya is a chumra, and the plus, if it's pogrom, we have the heter of the prechadish that it's a that a double pogrom. There's always a sicha k'shniya. I think that's what we rely on with our soaps.
Yes, even ivory soap.
Yeah, I thought ivory. Ivory is 99.7% pure. But I saw once on their website that it has animal derivatives. I don't know pure what. They had an article on it.
They had an article on soaps.
So it said that it's also a problem.
What?
It's not bottle b'shishim. We bought b'shishim b'mut. It's more than a 60th. It's a big piece of it. So, all right. So you have what to rely on. It's... Yeah, so that's the thing. Taisus Shita in Yuma is that Sich Kishtiya is only on Yom Kippur and not by Shari Surah. But that's the tziruf that the Be'er Halacha brings.
No? Is that
Mishum
Shtiya or it's a
Well, the Rosh says that there's a Rosh. There's a Machloikis Yom Kippur of Shari Nuyim is the Rasid Rabbanan. They are from Ashmois in the Gemara. So the Rosh says that Minat Torah was given to the Chachamim to be to make a Darim. So now let's finish the Ramah. V'vachol echav yishtei yisa hayol ve'ein bois hakana. Choshkei debutu lezal af yayin agabei eish tefil labari muta derechal amilsi suri to make a reyach is muta. If it's a refuah here. Muta lisrei sheret so shar davar yisa loich le refuah afil lochoshei bois hakana. Chutz miba'atzei oivaydis kechavim. And if you have one of these newfangled refuahs, it's not good. It has to be refuah yadua. Now here, this is a major problem. You have to, I know it's late, but just watch it for a minute. First we'll read the words. We're not matir any of these things. Push up shot. You're not allowed to take a gel cap, even if you hold swallowing it is a shinoi, it's like a derech achila. If it's available, beheter, then there's no way you're allowed to do it. So therefore, it's mutter. So according to this, there's no heter for the medication. The Gron, Chav Dalid, the Pella, he learns this Ramah is not referring to shalek derech achila. He learns this Ramah is referring to Pekuach Nefashis. In the case of Pekuach Nefashis, the Gra learns, if there's no Sakana in waiting, and by waiting you could do a Beheter, so B'makim Sakana, you should wait. That's how the Gra learns. According to the Gra Chav Dalet, he says the reason for this is, because Shabbos Tuchuyi Yetzel Pekuach Nefesh, V'loi Hutra. So B'melev, you could wait, and there's no Sakana in waiting, you wait. That's how the Gra learns. According to the Gra, it's lav by shalik kederach hanah could be he would hold its mutter even if it is available. In other words, the Ramah is not going on the way you learn pashup shad. It's going on shalik kederach hanah. You want to take a gel cap and use a heter, but it's available kosher, no heter.
So
the Gros says that someone's talking about here. He's talking about something totally different. What?
What kind of sakana though?
He's talking about full sakana.
Even it's not.
But shalik kederach hanah, he learns it's because the fashis. And you're doing an Aveira straight out. But if you wait, you could wait. Let's say a person finds a lump on his body. A woman finds a lump in her breast. She has to run to a doctor. But it's Shabbos afternoon. She could wait till tonight. Medicine doesn't consider a sakana to wait 6 hours to go. So that's what the Ramah is saying, that there's no hetin b'chal Shabbos. If waiting, you could wait and you do it afterwards. That's what he's saying. A broken arm. In a case where you could wait, then it's the same thing. That's how the Gra learns this Ramah. But according to that, we have no raya that by the heter of shalei kederach hanah, which is a separate heter, that if it's available, kosher, that yeah, not let you have yisur shalei kederach hanah, then it's no raya. What could be a kosher gate on the one hand, madach makom sakana, you have to sur shalei makom sakana. On the other hand, but makom sakana, the person is doing the avera straight out. Shalai b'makom sakana was saying what he's doing, what's really a drabbanon. Shalai k'derech hanah is not a deraisa, it's a drabbanon. So maybe there you have a hetzah, chazal were a geizer. It's not a proof from the Gra. But al kapanim, it's hard to say not like the Gra, but it's, I don't think it's the simple understanding of the Mechaber. All right, next week we'll do Kuf Nun Vav, Im Yitz Hashem, and Rav David, we're going to need copies. Kuf Nun Vav you still have, right?